So let's do the laws of Nisias Kapayim, of the Kohanim raising their hands, the blessings of the Birchas Kohanim, in chapter Kuf Chav Ches 128. We're up to subsection 29. Eina Kohanim Reshoim Lehaschil B'Teva Ad Shetichla HaTeva Mipi HaMakre. The Kohanim are not permitted to begin the word until it has been completed, that word, from the one who's leading him. So they have to wait. They can't say Yivarechecha before the leader says Yivarechecha. After he finishes, they can say, but they can't start before he says Yivarechecha. And the reason is Kidei sheyishma hatzibur hateva yofa mipi hakohanim, so that the community will hear well the word as it's from the kohanim. V'leitis ader boshmiosu ma'amakre, and they should not be mixed in it what they're listening from the one who is leading it. So if they're gonna jump in while before the one reading it for them has finished, so then the people are gonna hear two voices. They're not gonna hear the Kohen's voice alone. So they shouldn't do that. The community would not respond Amen until the blessing has been completed by the Kohanim, the blessing that precedes the Yivarechecha. So wait till all the Kohanim, all of them finish, then you say Amen. And Bein B'Pasuk Rishon, Bein B'Pasuk Beis Gimel. And also the same after the first verse, the second verse, the third verse, in which you say Amen, wait till the Shaliach, till the Kohanim have finished the word, totally finished, then you say Amen. The Shliach Tzibur cannot start the last blessing of Sim Shalom at the end of the Amidah until most of the community has responded Amen to the blessings of the Kohanim. Avalim Yesh Miut Shamarichim Ba'amein. But if there is a minority who prolonged the Amen, they say it along, then you don't have to wait for them. As stated, as written in chapter 124 in Siv Beis. Over there it says that the minute that once the majority of the people answer Amen, that's considered the conclusion of the bracha, and the Chazan can start the Sim Shalom. Soon as he begins the Sim Shalom, the Shliach Tzibur, then the Chazan, the Kohanim say their prayer of Ribon Ha'alamim. As we said before, we did what you commanded us to bless your people Israel, now you go ahead and bless them and fulfill your blessing. So now, in subsection 30, I think we had 60 subsections in this one, so it means that we're halfway there. Okay? At least in the, I think there was 60. I think that's what we said. Let me just check. Yeah, so we're all halfway there. So now, he says that, what happens with the one who's leading the services? So the Kohanim make the bracha. They say, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishvarecha. Can the Chazan say Amen? Because he's included like in the blessings of the Kohanim also, right? So he says, no. Ein ha-shliach tzibur ha-shoyi lanus amen achar siyim brocha shel kohanim. He's not allowed to answer amen after the end of the brocha of the kohanim v'pnei ha-tiruf, because he might get confused. Because of confusion. Shemot is balbal daitoi, because his mind may get mixed up. V'lo yuchel l'kaven lachzel l'brichas sim sholom. He won't be able to direct his mind to go back to the blessing of Sim Shalom. Don't say Amen over there, because you may not be able then to just go back. Why? Why would the Shekiv on Shul Mekabim Baniyas Amen Karoi? Since he is properly having in mind, by say Amen, so he has in mind the proper intentions for the Amen. If he doesn't fittingly, Sich Dait L'Machshav Acheres, so then you sort of removed your mind some other thought, because now you're saying Amen to Yivarecha Hashem Yishmerecha, so you're now having that. So you won't be able to get back quickly to your prayer, and you'll make a mistake. as opposed to when you don't say Amen, you don't respond Amen. So at the time when the people say Amen, the community, his mind is on his prayer where he has to continue, so therefore he won't be confused. But that, so that's the reason why the Shliach Tzibur does not say Amen, is so that he doesn't get confused. But there is no problem with interrupting in his prayer because he's still in the Lamida, Avon Mipnei, Hafsek Mitfilah, but because of an interruption in the prayer, Ein Lochush Ba'amen Sha'abachar Bichas Kahanim. We don't have to worry if for that alone, after the Amen, after the blessing of the Kahanim, it would be no problem to say Amen. Difisha Bichas Kahanim Miklal Hatfilahu. Because the blessing of the Kahanim is part of the prayer. If someone, Shliach Tzibur, he's secure, he's confident in himself, that he can go back to his prayer without getting mixed up, and I'll show you, then he is permitted to say Amen. And still there's some people say no, that you're not allowed to, even if you are certain. The main thing is like the first idea that if you are confident that you could say Amen, the Kol Shekein, and this goes for, of course, Akshav nowadays, Shemispalli Mitoich HaSefer, since we daven from a book, we use a sitter, Shein Lochosh Kol Kach Letos, that we don't have to worry so much about a mistake, because everybody's looking inside, and it's not so easy to make a mistake. So therefore, today, we can certainly rely on the opinion and say Amen. But that's not the practice in practical. The Chazan does not say Amen in actuality. Let's do one more halacha. Sif Lamad Aleph. V'chein ha-makre es ha-kohanim. The same thing is be true for the one who leads the kohanim, whether it's the Shliach Tzibur, whether it's the Chazna, or somebody else, because technically we need somebody to lead them. Amar Lahem, somebody leads them, but we do it to Shliach Tzibur, but if no Shliach Tzibur, then somebody else can do it. It says, Lo Yana Amen, Achar Sim Posig Aleph, Ebeshel Bichas Kahanim. After the first and second bracha of the verses of the Bichas Kahanim, Shal Hashem, Lo Yichol Kavin, Mayer Ladas, Lahaskel Posig Aleph, because he may also not be able to quickly direct his mind to know that he has to start the next pasuk. She's alim menu eze pasuk yesh ladakri, because he's going to be confused which verse that he have to read for them now in beze gimel, whether it's the second one or the third one. So therefore, so now we covered all. So after the first one not, after the second one not, after the third one not. So now, but the third one we were talking about a Shliach Tzibur, not talking about one who is Makre, because if it would be a Makre, apparently, then it would be okay, because he's not doing Sim Shalom. Sim Shalom is being done by the Chazan. The one who leads. We have the one who leads is the Shliach Tzibur, but if it's somebody else, I'm saying, so it's covered. So basically, the first, the second, the third, you can't do it. But what happens? But after the blessing that they make, before they bench, before they bless, they say a special blessing that you have sanctified us with the sanctity of Arin and told us to bless the people. Yesh mishimati lanus amen, afil min hagenu. Some people permit to say amen, even according to our custom, shekoidim gam tevis yivarechecha, that we read also the words yivarechecha. So sometimes we learned before that the yivarechecha the Kohen says on his own. Because the fact that he said Kohanim, that was already, you don't have to do the Yivrecha beforehand. So over there, one understands maybe that if you're going to do Yivrecha, you still might get confused over here. But even according to our minhag, that with Yivrecha, there is still some people that would permit it. Why we would permit it if you don't lead the Chaz, that's us. That makes sense simply because he doesn't say Yivarechecha, he starts only from Hashem, because Yivarechecha the Kohen says on his own. But even according to our custom, we do say Yivarechecha, still, it's okay to say Amen, because L'shezein lochosh klal she's almen t'chil sabrocha. But that we don't have to worry about, maybe the beginning of the bracha is going to be confused, the first sentence Yivarechecha. The only thing we worry about is whether you're going to interchange the second and the third over there, but not by the first one. But in the beginning of the bracha, we don't have to worry for this. And for that reason, some places don't say because we don't have to worry about a mistake. Over there is the very opening of the blessing. Even according to us that we do read it, it's not because of a mistake might be made, just because the Chacham said that you have to lead before the Kohanim for each one, you have to say it before. But it's not because of a mistake. So according to this opinion that we just learned now, it would be okay after the bracha to say Amen, and no confusion, there's no problem with it. This would apply even shliach tzibur in amen zeh chashuv lo hafsik v'tilosi. This amen would not be considered an interruption is praying. They should say the chatfila because that's a need of the prayer. Shenesis kapay meklal tefila. We said already several times, raising their hands is part of the prayer. So saying amen in the prayer is not an interruption because it is part of the prayer. And since you cannot make a cannot do the kisis kapayim without a bracha, so the bracha also becomes part of the prayer. And but he says if a person is secure, he's confident that he could quickly know with his mind which pasuk he can read. Again, he says you're allowed to do after one or two, the verse one or two. For adachshav kumdech ha-sefer, just like he said before, especially now that you read from the book. So basically he's saying this whole thing only applies when people read it by heart in their hands and they get, might get confused. But once you look inside, then you don't get confused. And then we're going to learn next time, we're going to learn also about a shliach tzibur who's a kohen. What do we do? And then there's nobody else. How does he do it? And how does it? So that will do...